The time is 9 minutes past the hour on America in the Morning. That 8-year-old shark bite victim clings to life in Pensacola, Florida. But massive blood loss has damaged virtually every organ in his body, possibly to include his brain. Michael Hiblin has more.
Doctors at Sacred Heart Children's Hospital are watching Jesse Arbogast carefully.
It's going to be a very tough situation to pull him through.
Dr. Rex Northup says the 8-year-old's reattached arm is healing well, but what's unclear is the extent of damage done to other parts of his body after going 20 to 40 minutes without a pulse.
The shark did not do anything directly to his brain, but because of the shark injury and the loss of blood associated with that, then his brain did go through a period of time with a very low amount of blood flow, very low amount of oxygen. And again, that same process took place to literally every organ in his body. And those subsequent injuries are the things that we are dealing with now, as well as the injuries that the shark did inflict.
The attack has unnerved vacationers here on Pensacola Beach. Leanne Vowles is from Henderson, Kentucky.
I really didn't want my kids to go in the ocean.
So you told them not to go in?
Well, we talked about it, but they're still going in. We haven't seen any.
A shark attacked the 8-year-old as he was splashing around in knee-deep water, ripping his arm off. The boy's uncle then grabbed the 7-foot shark, dragging it to shore. There, a park ranger shot the shark 3 times and used his baton to force the jaw open and retrieve the arm. Surgeons spent 11 hours reattaching it. Dana Schenck of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, says it's scary to know that happened near where her family frequently vacations.
Kind of shocking because we've been out here several times with the kids and stuff, and just kind of freaks you out when you hear something like that.
She says her kids have also been affected.
Matter of fact, my 9-year-old was like, well, do they got nets out there to keep them from coming up this far? And we're like, no. They can come and go as they please.
Still, 17-year-old Kelly Bailey, also of Baton Rouge, says she won't let this ruin her vacation.
I'm not really scared. What are you going to do, not go in the water?
Experts say the odds of being attacked by a shark are very small. In fact, it's reported you have a better chance of being struck by lightning than being attacked as this boy was by a shark. Michael Hiblin, Pensacola, Florida.
Doctors in Pensacola are getting some encouraging signs from the little boy severely injured in a shark attack last weekend. CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin.
Dr. John Tyson is one of the trauma surgeons who treated Jesse Arbogast shortly after the attack. He tells CBS News he's encouraged by the boy's movements yesterday.
It shows that he is actively able to move his arm, which is good.
He says every day that Jesse holds on increases the odds that he will survive.
He remains critically stable. Every day is a good thing. The neurologic events, although small yesterday, were certainly promising.
Dr. Tyson says his gut feeling is that the 8-year-old will recover. Michael Hiblin, CBS News, Pensacola, Florida.
It's 38 minutes past the hour. Doctors and others in the medical team trying to save the arm and life of the boy who was attacked by a shark met last night, and Michael Hiblin has a story.
The entire surgical team, anybody that was involved or involved in that area, if you're here, if you would stand.
Many of the doctors treating Jesse Arbogast were given a standing ovation last night during a program at Pensacola's Baptist Hospital. That's where the boy was operated on shortly after the attack. Governor Jeb Bush was the guest speaker.
My vision of Florida was exemplified by how you all, in small and wondrous ways, made a difference in the lives of a wonderful family and a beautiful child.
I later spoke with the governor about the shark attack.
I don't think the screenwriters could write the story and capture people's imagination as this has.
Governor Bush also visited the boy's hospital room.
I went to Sacred Heart to say hello to the parents of the child, just to say that a whole lot of Floridians and a whole lot of Americans are praying for him and are worried about him. While there's not much that individuals can do, that if there was, I know that a whole lot of people would do it.
Dr. John Tyson is one of the surgeons who operated on the 8-year-old 1 week ago today and says the experience has made him appreciate his own children even more.
I went to church the next day and I was holding my daughter's, she's 9, kind of holding her arm and thinking, oh my,
He says he was surprised that Jesse pulled through because when he arrived at the hospital, he had no heartbeat.
It would have been perfectly legitimate for me to have said he's dead and stopped the whole thing.
But Dr. Tyson says he kept working, and much to the amazement of everyone in the operating room, the boy's heart started beating again.
I haven't talked about this too much, but part of it was I was going to do everything I could for that child so I could tell the parents that I did everything I could. I think that's important for people to know. And we do. We do everything we can for folks.
Another physician, Dr. Juliet DeCampos, says it's encouraging that the boy continues showing good signs.
Jesse is starting to open his eyes quite frequently. He is moving the shoulder, but of course not the fingers on the side that we did the replantation. And he is reported to be moving his feet to questions to do so. He seems to be more alert and bright.
Jesse was weaned off a ventilator yesterday and is now breathing on his own. Still, he remains in critical but stable condition, and doctors warn that while everything looks promising, it's still too soon to say if he'll survive. Michael Hiplin, Pensacola, Florida.
A week ago, 8-year-old Jesse Arbogast was fighting for his life as doctors struggled to reattach an arm that was torn off in a shark attack. Now he may be turning the corner, says CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin.
Dr. Ben Renfro says the boy continues showing promising signs.
We are very hopeful for a very good recovery in this young man. We're excited about the progress he's made so far, and all we can do is sit and wait and pray.
Doctors say he continues to respond to pain and deep stimulation by opening his eyes and moving his shoulders and toes. At this point, they say the threat of infection is their biggest concern. Michael Hiplin, CBS News, Pensacola, Florida.